Very early on Friday, I went to the garage, chose one of my luxury cars, and left whilst I was still mulling everything over. Sister, your call shook me up quite a bit. But I'm not afraid, because I focus on what I want and ignore the rest. The key to my success is my belief that everything is possible. Champions know that it is not bad to make mistakes if one learns from them. You have to progress step by step. The most important thing is not to be the best today, but trying to be a little better than yesterday. When I arrived in the town, it was already night. I parked on the street on a corner across from a restaurant. There were still around 400 metres left to go, and I was counting down as I went towards your house. 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Here it is. I put the bag on my right side and rang the bell. Who is it? It's me, James. When the door opened, I had to resist the urge to turn around and run away. But my legs were shaking so much that I couldn't even move. Ruby, it only took a few seconds until you hugged me. But for me, these few moments of suffering were like an eternity. Finally, you asked me to come into the kitchen. Everything was very simple. The wooden plates, old forks, dull knives, small spoons and colourful plastic glasses. None of that bothered me, and we sat down to have the dinner that you and your husband had prepared. The meal was delicious, and I began to speak.